Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we learn a little more about Oliver.
Oh, that's fantastic, Jim. I've always felt that the music and lyrics of Lionel Bart combined with Vernon Harris's screenplay lent a gravity to the adaptation of Dickens' classic novel that was both moving and heartwarming. And soundtrack, it just zings right along without ever dragging. The 6 Academy Awards the film won were well-deserved. I can't wait to learn more about Oliver.
Oliver is Jeremy's dog, Patrick. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Thanks for having us over again, Jeremy.
Thank you for coming
thank
back.
Thank you so much, yes, man. We're, this is great.
Glad to have you back in the suburbs of Arlington. You guys are on tour.
Yeah.
Suburban tour.
That's right. And we slept over here last night like bands on tour do.
It was
right,
a powerful Jim? Saturday night partying over here in Arlington.
Yeah.
Did Oliver bother you too much?
No, it was
Did he
fine.
Look your face?
I was in the bathtub anyway, so it was no problem.
All right. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are rocking the suburbs of Arlington, Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's actually a suburb of Washington, D.C. Yeah. It's actually like the closest suburb
of D.C.
How far are you
from Georgetown?
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Pentagon.
Oh, so we can go to Georgetown and party.
We can go, you know,
with, Rob Lowe playing the saxophone. Right?
Let's rock.
Mayor Winningham or something.
Do they let you guys into like a city though? Because you're just like rocking the suburbs, guys.
Right.
I don't know. Are you loud? Are listeners coming from cities at all?
Oh, anyone can listen.
Anybody can listen.
Yeah, anyone can listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, the signal covers the whole world.
It really does.
So anyone can listen. But, and I work every day in the day job in the city.
You do?
I do that, which is why when I do this, I like to escape back to, what is the line? Gateway to the good life or something like that.
That's right. Full weekend enjoyment in the suburbs.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you guys came back.
Jeremy. It's great.
Fitful early episode.
And Gino, thanks for hanging out, man.
Oh, good to be here. Thank
you. You talk in your sleep, you know that. Right?
Sorry. I didn't give away too many secrets, did I?
It was a little weird. Yeah.
Did Oliver lick your face?
You started
too?
Talking about insurance. I didn't understand why you did that.
Don't tell my wife.
Okay.
All right. So introductions. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Gino Yoham.
Jeremy Terrace.
Allison Terrace.
All right, and we're at the Terrace home.
It's
two
place.
Lovely children. I was talking with them.
Is this piano in tune, by the way?
Do you want to try it?
No, I can't play.
So it's kind of in tune.
I don't know
kids
how
are
to
taking
play
lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That's good.
They're
how
are they?
How long have they been taking lessons?
It's been on and off for a couple of years.
On and off?
On and off. We had a teacher they didn't like, and so they quit, and the teacher quit, and we got a new teacher, and now they're back on it. But I think at some point, they're going to be playing different instruments, maybe the drums and the guitar.
Oh, wow.
Branching
have a
out.
Band.
We'd like that.
Yeah, we're going to have a band over here.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it that the kids should take piano lessons?
I think it was Allison's idea.
Okay. Yes. And did she play the piano as a kid?
She still plays the piano.
Oh, still does.
Yeah, wow. She still does. I took piano lessons as a kid. I took violin lessons. And for that reason, I want my kids to play an instrument that I think is going to be kind of more beneficial to their social life.
That's like interesting.
Guitar or drums. Mm-hmm. I also want to play the drums as a kid.
You don't want them to end up like you.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to steer them away from.
Yes.
That's right. I once dated a girl who took violin lessons.
How'd that go for you?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Gino? Did you ever take any lessons when you're
Patrick, did you fiddle around?
Be here all week.
Violin is a kind of instrument that if you're not really good, if you're good at it, it's a phenomenal instrument. If you're not good at it, like I was, it's a terrible instrument.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did take piano as a kid, and guitar is more of an older, not a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to stick with my piano teacher. I didn't have a choice. So you're... Kids, if they don't like the parent teacher, they had to go. So
they had a
I
fight.
Think they like me, so I don't have to go, right? I can stay.
You can stay.
Okay, good.
But they had a fight with the piano teacher, the prior one. And
we just can never be in a band with you if you took guitar lessons. No offense to you, but that wasn't your fault.
One of the kids just stormed out of the house.
I may have looked at him the wrong way.
Is this something you said?
I asked her earlier if she has a job yet, and she said no, so... Got to get on that.
She's working on Serie A funding.
She's work
first
for
grade.
Her.
That's right.
All right. So let's talk about, you guys have a pet too. We mentioned the dog.
It's a very cute dog, man.
And the dog is actually a puppy.
He's a puppy. His name is Oliver.
Oliver.
He's named after a famous musical. Oh, yeah. I thought it was named after the musical Oliver.
Oliver, right.
I don't know, actually.
That's a musical based on Oliver Twist, no, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right? It's a great flick, we were, man. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
maybe.
There's some great songs coming out of that. Yeah.
So he's 5 or 6 months old now. It's a puppy. And he came from Blacksburg, Virginia. Hmm. And I guess when he was, you know, we got him when he was 8 weeks old. And when he was just kind of in the earlier days, he was raised on country music.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you mean raised?
Well, they would play country music in the evenings to kind of calm them down.
Oh.
And so we rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would just kind of like chill out to country music. And so when we got him, we decided to kind of experiment with playing a little more country music. We hadn't played a lot of country music in our house, and actually kind of does calm them down, and it kind of calms our kids down. Hmm. So we're getting maybe a little more into country music. Is that true, Allison?
I don't know about that, but we just keep playing it.
That was well said, actually. Yeah. Very politically correct. Yeah.
Okay, so back up a second. So you got the dog from a breeder, or?
Yeah, okay. A breeder in near Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Blacksburg, which is southwestern Virginia, like in the Shenandoah Valley,
exactly.
Right? And the breeder specifically told you, the dog is a country music fan.
The breeder said, here's what you need to feed the dog, and you need to give the dog, you know, these kind of shots, and make sure that you play country music for the dog. Those were the instructions. That was part of the contract when we got the dog.
And that does not include Chris Gaines. No. Never play this dog, go. Chris Gaines.
That's right.
Don't get him that started on this.
It's a thing I have to do. Do you remember that, right? When Garth Brooks became Chris Gaines? Gino, do you remember that?
I do remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to much Chris Gaines, nor Garth Brooks, but I do remember that transition.
Good for
listening
you.
To Chris Gaines. All right.
Sorry.
You always do this, and it just throws me. So let's get back to what we were talking about, country music.
Yeah,
so anyway,
but
here's the thing. But here's the thing I find interesting is that you get the dog. Had you been dog owners before? Is this the first dog you've ever had?
This is the first dog that we've had as a family. I think we both, I know we both grew up with dogs, you know, when we were kids in our, before we were together as a family.
Right, so, right.
But this is the first dog that we've had as our own family.
But you're obviously taking this advice very seriously.
Very seriously.
Right.
You don't want to mess around with, you know, your dog or the breeder because they'll come after you.
Well, if you want to keep the dog calm, right? Is that the idea?
That's
like
the idea.
This will calm the dog.
Yeah,
to listen to this kind of music.
Exactly. For example, when we leave the house, you know, you need to kind of leave the dog. Can't come everywhere with you, and we'll just put on country music and let the dog hang out.
So you play like Charlie Pride, or
yeah? What do you play?
What kind of stuff?
We would just kind of do a mix.
Okay.
Yeah, we would just kind of put on like top country and just kind of let it roll.
And this is not the kind of music that you would normally would listen to.
This is not. But
so through the dog, you're getting
through the dog
exposure to a different kind of music.
Through the dog, we're learning more about country music. I mean, you know, growing up, I guess I would listen to like Dolly Parton. That would be my country music. 9 to 5. Remember that song?
Yeah, love that
song.
Oh
yeah, I mean that was a pop country song. That was a crossover hit. Yeah.
I went to Dollywood once, and it was fantastic.
Dollywood.
There was a lot of shade and
is that still
clean
around?
Restrooms. That's all you want in an amusement park: shade and restrooms that are clean.
Yes, that's good. Where am I going with this?
I think you were trying to figure out why we like country music
because
of our dog.
What I'm curious about, though, is that not only did you take this advice to heart and you do it, but have you discovered like there are certain songs or artists that work better for the dog, the dog responds to, or is it not quite at that level yet? Or
I think we're still working on it.
Does the dog bite you if you play Chris Gaines, for example?
I did try to interview Oliver earlier and try to get a better sense of what his taste is in country music, and I didn't get a definitive reply, so we're still working on that.
Okay. All right, so it's just put on country mix.
Put on the country mix.
But you have not necessarily noticed that Oliver responds negatively to other kinds of music, or have you?
You know, he doesn't respond so well to pop music, for example. He starts to howl. I mean, I don't know why, but it's he doesn't like pop.
So the breeder was on to something here.
Yeah, the breeder knows, like, it's just calming effect.
Gino, do you have dogs?
I do have dogs, and they don't necessarily have a particular taste in music. I have one dog, and don't know that they have a particular taste in music. But I do know that I've come to appreciate country music a lot more myself.
Oh, really?
So when I was young, I was forced to watch a lot of Hee Haw. It was my dad's favorite show. So, and I thought I was a rocker, not a country guy. So, but I come to find that I do like a lot of alt country and a lot of country inspired yes. music. So big fans of old 97s and Uncle Tupelo. And I love this artist, Lalo, a Sri Lankan country artist from Iceland. She's really, really
Wait, what?
Great.
How do you spell that?
Laylow. So, but like, country, alt country that has kind of a retro, old time country feel to
okay.
it.
Okay. So. Can we have some of that, Jim, to cleanse our palates?
I'm looking for right now.
I'd recommend Little by Little by.
Lay
space Low.
Oh, that's where. Oh, Lay Low.
Oh,
I gotcha.
Interesting. Got it.
All right.
Okay. Now we're
I
on
found
it.
Lay Low. Okay. Is there a particular song?
I'd recommend Little by Little.
Crank that up there.
So Gino
crank
has
up
to
the
be
stereo.
Hip about his country.
There
music.
We go.
It's just not regular country.
All right, let's like. Try this.
Cranking up the old Victrola.
Hank Williams would approve of
oh
that,
man that was think? Really cool yeah and Gino as a guitar player you know like the hammer technique right that yep. was amazing the hammer
yeah
when she was playing that right you could really hear yeah. it. That was
yeah.
really cool
yeah that yeah. you guys picked the acoustic version which is a really nice version there's
yeah.
another version a little bit more produced but
oh,
yeah
okay.
she's
oh,
really really
that was amazing
she's a really
yeah.
great guitar player
I well. Love that
Oliver did not howl so
he I think he fell asleep to that.
Put this on
the, that's a sign of approval right there
put this on the playlist
we're gonna add it to the playlist
there you go
thank you Gino
really beautiful
you're invited back
cool I like that a lot.
Any more thoughts on country or other music, Gino? Or baseball?
I love the intersection. Like my kids call the kids hate when I say Alexa, play my Spotify at home because like I'm a self-proclaimed hipster, but I do like the intersection of when.
Oh, there Alexa goes.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Alexa, be quiet. sorry, listeners. All Alexa's just fired off. No, but I do like the intersection of bands and music that I like. For example, I love that intersection that crosses over. So something I just discovered recently, Whiskey Town covered a Big Star. So they covered just Give Me Another Chance, which is a really great cover of
that's
that.
An amazing song. We should probably play out with that, Jim.
All right, we'll do
yeah,
that.
Absolutely. Now, I will say for the record, we have a huge supporter, friend, and just compatriot, really a brother of Rockin' the Suburbs named Bud Verge, who actually works for the Baltimore Orioles. So I will tell those of you not watching on VH1 Classic that Gino is wearing an Orioles jersey
yeah.
tonight, which is pretty sweet, man.
Thank you.
Gotta have you meet Bud Verge. Occasionally, the Smiths are played at between innings at Baltimore Oriole games. So.
He's the backup shortstop, right?
I think that's right. More of a utility guy.
Yeah, okay,
right. That's right. Utility infielder. Yeah. He got like 12 games last year, something like that, right? Yeah.
And they do play very good music at Orioles Park.
Well, so. We know that guy,
we
too.
We do.
Bob, the guy who's the DJ.
Bob Popick,
yep.
yeah. Once came on our show and talked about... He also does the Ravens. So that was pretty cool,
but
yeah.
He's a big 80s alternative guy.
He likes
and so
Smiths
he tries to get that as much in
bit.
There as he can. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
All right. Patrick, you have two dogs.
I do, as a matter of fact, Jim.
And, two crazy little dogs.
Yeah, I do. And one, we talked a little bit about this last week, I believe. Yeah,
keeps coming up.
There's one
like
that
Chris
we just
Gaines.
Have to lock up when other people come around. And at first we thought it was just Jim, but it turned out to be everybody. I mean, literally, he just doesn't do well. But, you know, the weird thing about this dog, his name is Harry Truman.
He bears
a striking resemblance to the former president. But he likes music. It actually calms him down. However, there's one band, and this is real strange, that makes him shake. And Chihuahuas shake for various reasons. You know, cold, just anger, you know, different kinds of things. But Chris Gaines. I played this band, the Tall Dwarfs. Do you know the Tall Dwarfs from Flying Nun?
Yes.
Yeah, it made him shake. I don't even know why. And I was playing a cassette.
Like shake, like dance?
Or no, like nervous, shaking, anxious. Yeah, shaking out of fear. Oh, when okay. I turned it off, he was fine.
Okay.
So he likes Glenn Campbell.
Yeah?
Really does. John Fahey, big fan of that. Yeah. And who else does he like? A lot of different things. Pretty much everything I play.
Does he dance to certain tunes?
No, he just basically will get under blankets and, you know, and snooze. So.
Okay. And the other dog, any musical preference or no?
He's pretty deaf now. Yeah. Jim and I both have dogs that are old. Nearing.
Our old dog, although she was the same way when she was younger, she doesn't seem to like music at all.
Doesn't really seem to.
It troubles her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does.
Right. She doesn't. She'd rather not be around it. Yeah.
No, she's like my mom. Turn that down.
Yeah.
Well,
you can go down to Blacksburg and pick up a country music dog.
Country music dog. That's where they sell them. They have a sign by the road. And country music dogs, next right. Next exit.
And the dog will lick your face as an added benefit.
That's right. Country music dogs, next exit. It's actually a name of a country album.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, we better get out of here.
We will get out of here now. Thanks for having us.
Well, you're welcome. And after the show, we're going to enjoy, in the theme of country music, we're going to have some Texas chili coming up.
Wait.
So we're going to, you know, imbibe.
We're going to go sit around the campfire out back.
We're going to have some chili. Campfire and some bourbon and some Texas chili.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we're going to work on that.
Iron Very nice. Kettle. Yeah.
And a little, although in the suburbs, it's called a fire pit.
It's exactly what it's called.
Yes.
You know it well.
Yes.
But thank you for coming over. We really appreciate you guys suburb hopping.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yes.
Gino, thank you very much for being here.
Thank this you for having
amazing.
Me.
Yeah, we will do it again sometime.
Yeah, we should.
You're
Absolutely.
Invited back. Mm-hmm. All right. Possibly.
We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
You want to get a approval on the editing, edited version
we'll
first.
See, we'll see the final version before we invite you back.
We're cutting all this out, right?
Yeah. Well, that's at the premium level. So you guys have to subscribe.
You got to donate money.
You have to subscribe.
That'll
here,
be the Patreon
right,
membership is the highly right. edited version.
That's right. If you pay the subscription, you actually get less of the show.
That's right.
coming soon, right?
Now we've hit upon it.
I think
a light bulb just went off, folks.
That's right. All right. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. And you can listen to the show.
Every day. Every single day.
Every day. And it's on, well, kind of.
No, that's right. Just during the weekdays.
Yes,
we take the weekends off.
That's right.
Yeah.
But every day sounds better.
Yeah.
You can find it on Apple Podcasts, the failing SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, all these places. Everywhere that you hear the podcast, that's where you find us. And then you can also tell us about stories about your pets and music by calling a number.
Yeah. And let's play the jingle, for Jeremy and Gino and just kind of and Allison and just kind of get their feedback on it.
Is this the first time you're playing the jingle?
Oh no, we play the jingle occasionally, Jeremy. We just like to get people's feedback on it. So
it's on.
We do have a jingle for Rockin' the Suburbs.
Oliver needs to listen.
Yeah, we'll get his feedback later.
And the number,
yes,
is
612-440-1984.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
There you go.
There it is.
It's great.
What do you think, Gino, though? Is there anything missing?
Like the phone number, for example?
There you go.
Did you rip that jingle off with somebody else's?
Jingle about a phone number that doesn't include the phone number.
I think you should probably get your money back.
I was going to say a little steel pedal, but...
We can't do that. Actually, the composer of that jingle is right there.
Oh, okay. okay.
Maybe, and the chief musician. Jim, that's should, Jim on the organ.
I think it's good, but we should probably add in that number.
I tried.
It's almost better without the phone number, though. I've grown to like it without it.
Well, good, because it doesn't have it.
Yeah. And we're not redoing
and
it.
And I wasn't going to re-record it.
It's already been released, son.
Well, that's not because, you know.
I don't want anything sappy. I want something
snappy.
That took
some effort to get a nice
tempo.
Nice recording. So, all right. Anyway, that's the phone number. You can call. You can tell us your story. You leave a message there. We put your voice on a future show. We also send you a sticker if you
that's cool.
If you call in.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd rather, you can email rock@suburbspod.com or
do
you
that.
Can contact us on social medias. That's also at Suburbs Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Here's stickers, guys. I don't know. Do you have stickers?
Stickers are actually being handed out.
Got a cassette.
Really nice.
There you go, Gino. Now I got to find a cassette player. Thank you.
Just don't put those outside or anywhere near weather. Don't put them. Don't put them on your computer or anywhere near pets or children. Other than that, feel free to use them however you want.
Very good. I think I covered everything. We also have a website, suburbspod.com.
Yeah, we do.
And if you want to, you know, sometimes it's a good resource if you, as we hear from people sometimes, like, I didn't catch the name of that song.
Yeah,
I really like that song. You can go to the website. You can find the episode, and every episode article that we have there has a rundown of the songs we played, right? And
that's
then there's
right.
also like a searchable database of the songs too.
Amazing. Everything. And intern Sam's doing an amazing job. He's actually so famous now that he's not returning our calls, but his career took off after Rocking the Suburbs, but he's still updating it at some point between his other jobs in Manhattan. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sam. And you know, it's a good thing that at least one of us could find success.
That's right.
All right, now what were we going to play out with again?
We were going to play out with
Whiskey Town.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the song?
I don't know, something good. What do you think, Gino?
It was a Big Star cover, right?
The Big Star cover, right. Give Me Another Chance by Big Star.
It's on a tribute album to Big Star called Big Star Small World.
Nice.
That's correct.
I don't think I know that Big Star
came out
tribute
in
album.
2006.
No?
It has 11 songs. It's 38 minutes.
Who else is on there?
It's on the Koch Records label.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Okay.
Amy Rigby's
Who
on
Who else
that
is
label.
On there? Yeah. Well, you got your Gin Blossoms.
Nice.
Afghan Whigs, Matthew Sweet.
Huh.
He probably doesn't remember that he recorded that.
No.
Juliana Hatfield.
Who?
I'm not familiar with her work. The Posies, Wilco, and so on. Other artists. Teenage Fan Club, of course.
Sure.
Of course.
And here we go. We're going to hear Whiskey Town doing Give Me Another Chance. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Gino Yoham.
Jeremy Terrace.
And Allison Terrace.
And thanks again for having us
thank
over.
Thank you for coming
and
over.
We'll
really
do this again sometime.
This is fun.
And since we were talking about country music, let's tease what's going to happen the rest of the week, right, Patrick?
Yeah, Jim, the rest of this week, we have an amazing interview with Tyler Mahan-Co, who does the podcast Cocaine and Rhinestones, and is also David Allen Coe's son. I interviewed him in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's very exciting.
Cool.
All right. All right. Again, here's the Whiskey Town, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Gonna be all right now, be okay. No, I just don't think before I speak. I've been looking for to find something to believe in my mind, and I thought it was you. I'm gonna be alright now, be okay. No, I just woke up and I seen a way. Don't give up on me.
put a record on for me?
Yes.
Like on the turntable?
It will soon.
Mm-hmm. Will it get me a beer?
It needs one of those spindles.
Alexa, get me a beer. I mean, this is part of the reason why I had kids.
Alexa,
so I, just
I need
say,
an extension cord. Yeah.
So I just say,
get daddy another
go
beer.
Go get that yeah. stuff. From, you know, take this up, you know, put this away. Go get me that. Take the garbage out.
Bring me my monocle.
I got to be careful what to say because I don't know if you guys are recording or not.
I told you to never bother me when I'm wearing my monocle.